Did the light of me want go home?
Did the light of me want go home?
Did the light of me want go home? Come, Mr. Tallyman, come tally me banana.
Did the light of me want go home?
Come fix your catamat if you can take bunch banana.
Did the light of me want go home?
Yeah.
Six hands, seven hands, eight
hands,
bunch.
Everybody in Jamaica know that song.
Yeah.
Six hands, seven hands, eight
hands,
bunch.
I'm talking with O'Frank King, who is originally from Jamaica. We're sitting in the dining room at Waltmaid, listening to music from his life. He recalls many popular Jamaican songs, including that one, Day Da Light by Louise Bennett.
So when did you move to the States?
1968.
Mm. Wow, yeah. Why'd you move?
You know, to make more money.
More money? Did you go back and visit Jamaica often?
Yeah, almost every year.
Oh, nice. Do you still have family there?
Relatives.
O'Frank is from St. Mary Parish, Jamaica. Jamaica is divided into parishes, similar to a state or county. St. Mary is known for its reggae artists. He tells me about a musician that was big in the Jamaican music scene in the 1960s.
She was Millie Small.
Millie Small?
Yeah, you know that?
Yeah. No, I don't know her.
She's very popular.
He mentions also that he loved American artists, like Louis Armstrong.
Yes, stars shining bright above you. Night breezes seem to whisper I love you.
And Nat King Cole.
L is for the way you look at me. O is for the only one I see.
Most of these guys, I met them personally, you know, like Nat Cole.
You met them in person?
In Las Vegas.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
He tells me these vacations to Las Vegas were business trips. O'Frank worked at a company that sold real estate in Florida.
Yeah, Port St. Lucie, Port Charlotte, mm-hmm. Port Malabar. Sebastian Highlands. I was the manager for a group of sales people, maybe about 50 people.
Nice, wow.
You know, most of the singers that I mentioned, they all visit Jamaica.
Yeah.
Even Louis Armstrong, I saw him in Jamaica.
Wow.
Belafonte, I saw him in Jamaica. Mm-hmm. Nat King Cole in Jamaica. And I see him in New Jersey also.
Wow.
O'Frank did a great deal of traveling in his life, not just to Florida and Las Vegas. He was also able to visit Japan, where his son was living at the time because of his career.
Then he went to Japan.
Wow.
Yeah, a couple of times.
O'Frank was very proud of his son's successful career while living in Asia. He also mentioned his daughter lived in England for a while.
She used to teach in Europe.
Wow.
She spent most of her time in England.
Where else have you been?
Hmm?
What other countries have you been to? Any other ones?
There are a couple of other islands there, like Trinidad.
Trinidad?
Some other small islands like Aruba.
Aruba.
yeah. There's quite a bit of traveling.
It sounds like your family traveled a lot, went to a lot of different countries.
Yeah. Well, everybody's been to America, they always come and visit me here.
O'Frank was able to see much of the world, thanks to his children who worked abroad and his travels back to the Caribbean. In our conversation, he showed me many Jamaican folk songs, introducing me to a genre of music I wasn't familiar with. To close, I asked him who his favorite artist was, out of all the people we listened to together.
Satchmo, Louis Armstrong.
Louis Armstrong. let's look at him then.
What a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.